To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
But let's get to the news that came out of the park today that nobody saw coming. Noah Brown, who has been injured and working his way back via groin injury, who last Monday, a week before the game, so now 9 days ago, we were told had a chance to play against Chicago and was trending in the right direction as he returned to practice and did more than Terry McLaurin last week. That Noah Brown was placed on injured reserve today. And this is not the baseball IR where you can retroactively...
You can backdate it.
Go back and say, since he hasn't played in a game since this date, we're going to start his four-game clock. So he's only got one more game that... Starting now, he can't play in the next four games because he's been placed on injured reserve after weeks of rehab and not being placed on IR.
Last week, we worked Noah Brown back into practice, and unfortunately, his groin didn't respond. And given that, we'll place him on IR. And the aim is to get Noah fully right. He's such a tough competitor, but it's the right call right now to get him into that spot. And let's get him all the way back and ready.
So that was Dan Quinn today. He was subsequently asked about Noah Brown getting back on the practice field. And did he have a setback, or was this as simple as the groin is just not healing at the rate that it needs to?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. And I think the main thing is, man, we're going to get him right. And that's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means four more weeks. And, the guy's working incredibly hard at it. And so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
Danny, I know it's hard to get every injury diagnosed correctly.
Oof.
And I know that sometimes things happen, but you would just rather almost hear that there was a setback than actually this is the original injury and he's just not healing and recovering at a pace that allows them to get him back on the field. This was the quote I was mentioning from a week before the Monday night game. This was the start of a week leading up to the Bears.
Yeah, we're optimistic. JP, and we'll have more information as the week goes on to see where they're at with he and Noah and Sam Cosmi and a few other guys that are, you know, kind of trending in the right way. We'll make sure we take all the right steps, just like we do with all the guys. If they're able to, you know, fully express how they play and do their thing, then we're there. And if not, we'll have to keep waiting. But we won't decide yet. But with having an extra day, that never hurts, JP, going into it. But as we get, you know, a few more days from now, I think I'll have a better sense for if it's able to be done and what it looks like and how they're responding to it.
So here's where we're at on this now. You can't count on Noah Brown playing at any point. He's injured too much. He'll play again this season. He'll help at some point. But when that happens, it's a bonus. You cannot count on and just say, all right, Noah Brown on this date and bank on this many targets and this many catches. You now have to file him into the category of he's not available to us. And on the day that he is, you just go, oh, well, that's cool.
What a nice bonus.
That's where we are with him.
Yeah, he belongs on the Curtis Samuel Memorial bike. What a frustrating thing. And again, I don't think this is nothing sinister here. I don't think any, you know, this is a swing and a miss, right? The normal procedure for return to play, which Dan Quinn loves, and they love to hit their markers, and they're patient with guys, and rightfully so. That's good. But the analogy I came up with is you've seen that movie where the heroes, all the party, has to cross a giant gorge and the bridge is rickety, right? You can make it across that bridge one time. Counting on that bridge, making return trips back and forth, probably folly. That's what Noah Brown is. I like Noah Brown personally. He went through hell last year, by the way. And I'm not being flippant about it. This is serious life stuff with him, what he went through last year. But counting on him as your second receiver, because again, I put Debo in kind of a different subcategory. Debo's their number one weapon.
Well, Noah Brown too. Is outside on almost every down for them because they're an 11 personnel so much.
All the time. He is your second receiver. That's stupid, respectfully. That is a mistake. Not because he can't play, but because he can't play because of the health. Counting on him for more than a handful of games to be himself is a fool's errand. Something else should have been done there. Whether that's, you know, more emphasis elevating Luke McCaffrey, whether that's getting Jalen Lane up to speed and maybe saying, hey, don't go to punt return practice, go to run the route practice. I don't know. But they only kept a handful of guys at this really thin spot. One didn't play at all ramping up to the season, had two on-field practices with the starters in Terry McLaurin. He's hurt. Who would have thunk it? And the oft-injured guy that's always hurt, you're not going to believe what's happened now. He's hurt. This will be half the season. No Noah Brown.
Yeah, the way they've operated at receiver is pretty staggering and just seems so misguided to have only kept five on the roster at the beginning of the year.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
When one of them, to your point with Terry McLaurin, had almost no prep, and another is a guy that cannot be relied upon to stay healthy in Noah Brown. Now you're down to three, and one of those guys is a rookie who'd never played before, who's still trying to kind of figure it out as a route runner, ran a great stop-and-go route this past
week. That little stutter-go was nasty.
Nice little double move to get open. I love Jalen Lane, but it's obvious they don't completely trust him yet, just based on, you know, play time and usage. The other was Luke McCaffrey, and I tip my cap. They're right on Luke so far. He has broken out. He's scored in three of their last four games. He's been excellent on kick returns. And then you've got Deebo Samuel, who has been your bell cow offensively, your focal point, the best part of your offense. But by the way, a lengthy injury history for him as well. So two receivers who are constantly on the injured list throughout their career, including a guy who there were questions about coming into the season, like can he stay healthy in Noah, or am I talking about Deebo? And then you've got Terry, who hadn't done much, and yet and still they only kept five. Now, I don't choose to get upset or angry about that, and I don't think it's malpractice or anything crazy. I think it's silly. I think it was odd. But they haven't been hurt, I don't think, by the receiver position, really. There's been some drops by Chris Moore. Would you like to have McLaurin out there, Noah Brown out there? Of course. But if you think about it, the guys that would have made the team made the practice squad. It's not like somebody got plucked. So they liked Tay Martin. He's played in a couple games and caught some passes. They liked Ja'Cory Brooks. He was on the P squad. He played six reps this past week. All of the guys that they wanted organizationally to keep, they did. And it's not like Jalen Lane hasn't helped. He's actually been pretty good. It's not like Luke McCaffrey hasn't helped. He's actually been awesome. Deebo Samuel's been one of the better receivers in the league. So I think they've been good enough at receiver that I'm not going to actually take them to task too much on what they did. But I can acknowledge it's weird that they thought, for some reason this offseason, after a year where Noah Brown, who got hurt all the time in Houston, got hurt all the time here, let's make sure we bring him back and make him a priority for us. That's strange. That was a tough decision that has backfired.
Yeah, so I will take him to task a little bit. I understand not going paying Davante Adams $22 million a year for that job. I get that. But saying he's our number two and then whoopsie-daisy, a bunch of unproven practice squad Peters or guys that didn't do a whole lot, you couldn't have been in the market for Josh Palmer for relatively same amount
Buffalo's
of money.
He's looking to trade for a receiver right now. He's done nothing.
He has. I'm saying, we're not asking this guy to be a superstar. Like, that tier, they didn't address it at all. They went, nope, we're good. For inexperienced guys, and you look at a couple of games ago when they won, it was good for them that they won, but Deebo Samuel gets 12 targets, nobody else had more than two. Tells you everything. They don't trust anybody else. So if you didn't trust anybody else at the spot where you handpicked a bunch of guys, either the guys can play or they can't. And if they can't, you do what you've done in other spots where you go into the free agent market and you try to replace some of these players or, at least provide more competition, not in the back end, any readily available than any of the 32 teams could sign him, practice squad tier, but have played in this league, have some pelts on the wall in this league. Again, I'm not saying you go spend $40 million at every position. You can't do that, right? I'm not naive, but that, DeAndre Hopkins, the Tyler Lockett tier, that guy for very little money was available, and you went, no, we got Noah Brown and a bunch of kids that have never done it.
So am I surprised that they didn't tap into that pool in free agency? Sure. I just don't think it would have affected the season at all to this point. I don't think when I watch them, I'm going, damn, if you had Tyler Lockett or Josh Palmer. I mean, there are a couple of plays with Chris Moore that have been bad, where maybe if it's somebody else, they don't drop the pass on a third and two. They picked up the fourth and two anyway, by the way. But Moore was their leading receiver this week. I mean, he caught a nice touchdown.
It was a great touchdown.
He came out net, I think, 3 for 46 of 54 through the air in the first quarter and a half or so. He was actually pretty good in this game. Would I have liked to have had a better option than him that would have done more with the opportunities given and not dropped a possible touchdown catch against L.A.? Sure, absolutely. But even with that drop touchdown against L.A., they're just shy of 30 points in that game while only Deebo Samuel's getting targets. So I don't think the offense, which is sixth in the NFL right now, would be that different or that better. Now, here's one area where I think they have missed the boat some, and this is where I'll agree with you. I think when you look at the way that you've built the receiver room without Terry, and this is not really a Noah Brown point, they have very little speed, very little vertical, pushing of defenses, stressing and putting you in conflict in the deep secondary, and they don't really use Jalen Lane enough to allow him to be that guy, which I don't understand. I would use him more. But who takes the lid off? Who runs some of that stuff to open up underneath? Watch the Bears' defense and how they defended them. One of the reasons that Daniels has to be pinpoint with his command and control, in the strike zone, so to speak, throwing with ball placement is that the windows are a little smaller because people are squatting on things. And that's why the Bears were able to stop the run. They had no fear of anything behind them really all game long.
Washington is the most blitzed offense in the NFL. Because of that very fact, there is no fear. Anybody, if you complete a pass to a hot route, it's Zach Ertz, catch and fall. You complete a pass to somebody else working underneath or a running back, you can rally and make the tackle. There's no, if it's blocked up, this is a touchdown. There is no threat at this point. And so McLaurin, of course, needs to come back. But yeah, I didn't love the receiver. I haven't loved the receiver room for a couple of years. They got away with it last year. And this amazing rush offense, we haven't noticed it. Well, when that rush offense isn't going great for whatever reason, because the Bears turn into the 85 Bears, and you need to sling it around a little bit, it's harder, as you mentioned, with Chris Moore last year with Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and a bunch of Jags. I wish they'd done more in that regard. And that's not Chris Moore. Oh, thank you. But Noah Brown, being your number two, was a mistake to me.
So, yes, I agree with most of your point. I think it's hard to say he's the number two when you have Terry McLaurin and Deebo. I understand what you mean when they all line up, but they wouldn't view it that way.
They don't view it that way.
Deebo runs routes.
I don't have let's have a better term for what Noah Brown is. I don't know what to call it.
A guy that you're right. Banking on being outside and helping you every week in 11 personnel. That's a wordy way to say it. You know what I mean? But he's not their number two receiver, obviously. In a world where they have McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, and if Adam Peters is listening, he's going, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, he's a 4.5 target per week guy. That was the second most last year when he played.
Right. Yeah.
Among the receivers, but that's not even including Ertz and then Ekeler and everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think two things can be true. I agree that I would have done different things at receiver than they did, and I didn't love the way they put it together with some of the question marks. But do you agree with me, which is, I think, the second discussion here, which is they wouldn't have more wins right now if they went into that, you know, Tyler Lockett pool, or that they had another Jag veteran instead of Noah Brown or something like that, or even just another veteran. You know, during training camp, you and I were saying, let's bring in a wide receiver, and they were bringing in Tay Martin and, you know, whoever the DC Defenders player was that signed here for a few minutes. Those were the types of guys they were bringing in during camp. Had they have gone and gotten someone who was out there until the very end, you know, a Jamison Crowder-like option. I still don't get why they didn't re-sign Olamide Zaccheaus, by the way. As you said earlier, like, that guy, man, was here last year. Look what he's doing with the Bears.
Seems fine to me.
He would be a nice option. But yeah, maybe we can open up the phones on this before we get into our conversation on the big picture in the NFC and how Washington slots in right now in the playoff picture. Noah Brown's going to injured reserve. Big surprise today from Dan Quinn with the media. We thought he'd be back this weekend because he was on the verge, we were told, on the precipice last week of playing against Chicago, but the groin didn't respond. So now they're shutting him down for a month. He will not play in this brutal four-game stretch that starts with Dallas, that includes at Kansas City, Seattle, and Detroit, a couple of powers in the NFC. And this is a guy that they think is really important to their offense, obviously.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.